That is the intro music for the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. How are you? We are live here on YouTube. I guess not live, we're recorded, but we're live in your ear on a Friday morning for us here on the Daily Juice. My name is Matt Peralta. Thank you for listening today. Really appreciate you guys tuning into the Daily Juice, your free every morning favorite pick podcast, right? On YouTube as well with the video. You guys can watch the Daily Juice now if you'd like to, or you can just keep on listening like you always have been. So it's a 17-5 week so far. So one of our better weeks in 2021. I think actually it's our best week in 2021, but it's a 2-2 night and a losing night due to the juice. Unfortunately, the Vegas Golden Knights do not get us there for what would have been a really nice +115 on the double or the money line parlay. They lose 1-0 at home to the Anaheim Ducks. It's the first time the Vegas Golden Knights in their history of playing hockey in the NHL have lost a game 1-0 at T-Mobile Arena. That's how things go, unfortunately. So easy win for the Jets. They get a laugher. The puck line there was the right play. We will consistently fade the Ottawa Senators, okay? When they are playing, we're betting against them. Anybody of quality, we're betting against them. Ottawa's really bad. Vancouver's really bad. We're going to make money in the NHL on bad hockey teams. So 0-2 night in hockey, but a 2-0 night in the NBA because the over got there for us for the Philadelphia 76ers and the Portland Trailblazers, and the Warriors do cover that 5 for me, 5.5 for most of you guys. If you bet it late, the number, the steam on that was outrageous, and the majority of people didn't cash, okay? And I was really nervous about that bet, and I'll tell you why. 88% of the money at most books was on the Warriors. That's why, I mean, basically everybody woke up. I don't know if every handicapper in the country was on the Warriors like I was or what. We all were looking at the same numbers. And that number opened at 5 last night and then, or 2 nights ago. And then it just kind of steamrolled all the way up to 8.5. And that's when the pros bought it back. And it came back down to 7.5 or 8, depending on where you got it, when the line closed. But they had a 10-12 point lead late and they just collapsed and let the lead go. And unfortunately, they win that game over the Magic by 6. So if you got 5.5, and I was trying to direct you guys on the Discord channel, a couple of you guys were DMing me, a couple of you guys were asking me, were at Sports Talk Matt on the Discord chat, and they're like, hey, I'm not seeing this. Where did you get 5, 5.5? I was like, look, points bets for most of the morning in Jersey, Colorado, points bets was at 5.5, and you guys could have gone ahead and grabbed it there. That's why shopping for lines is important. That's why betting on the NBA is important. Betting early. We got a game here today that I think the line's going to move a little bit. The juice will definitely move, I think. And maybe you want to hop on here early. I have a total that I want to bet that I can't because I can't find it anywhere right now, which we'll have to add it in the Discord. So I'm going to go a little light here on a Friday because I got a bunch of things going for Saturday and Sunday, including Daytona. On Sunday, we'll get into our first NASCAR event on Sunday, which I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm doing some homework right now on that. I do like betting head-to-heads in NASCAR. I don't normally bet drivers to win races, but I do look and I do get involved on Sunday for the Daytona 500. It's always a really fun. It might be the best nap sporting event because you can get revved up. You can get excited. You can watch the event. You can watch probably like, I don't know, 100 laps. Fall asleep and then get up and watch the last like 150 laps. It's a beautiful nap every year. I love it. If I don't know if I can do it this year, but every year I try to nap at least. Just land on the couch. The cars are going around and around. And then, you know, get to the last 50 laps when it's really exciting. So that's how I Daytona. And I don't know how you guys Daytona, but that's how I Daytona. So we'll be involved in the Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. So we're a little light here on a Friday. Just one play in college basketball, one play in the NBA, and the one play I'm going to add here. And, well, don't forget, it's a Friday. So that means it's the Don't Play a Parlay, which is going to be available. We're 2-5 on that, by the way. Somebody in the Discord chat said they fade all the picks and they bet against it and they've been making money. I guess that's one way of doing it, right? I mean, I don't hate that. That's one way of doing it. I mean, I'm giving you plays I like, but I mean, I think only once we went like 1-3 or 1-2. Normally I'm like 2-1. And I always say like, this is why you don't bet parlays, why I don't bet it. But being 2-5 with a minimum of +500, +600, most days it's +600. Well, then you're up money if you did bet it. I'm not advocating you play it, but like, just, I give you these picks. There's four of them today in the I Don't Play a Parlay for a Friday, but this is the fun thing we do on Fridays. And if you want to jump on it, it's a plus 610 right now is where I got it. And with four bets going here tonight. So, you know, you just go ahead and figure it out. If you want to play it, you want to bet these or want to fade all four of these bets. I mean, the juice is going to be different, but I don't hate it if you do that. If you hate the, if you fade these. So I'll give it to you here in just 1 second. BetMGM is a sponsor of this podcast. You guys have been asking me, Matt, why do you read the BetMGM every night? Because they're the title sponsor of the podcast, guys. That's why. The way we get credit is you guys using the Juice 100 promo code when you sign up for a BetMGM account. So while you might say, well, Matt, I fast forward through that. Well, that's fine. I can't stop you from doing that. But the reason why we do that is because, one, I'm trying to give you a free bet, a $600 free bet from BetMGM. Okay? It's pretty good, right? $600 free wager from BetMGM. I wouldn't shake a stick at that. It's a $600 bet, right? You must be in the states of New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. Okay, those are the states where Juice 100 gets you a $600 risk-free first bet with a new account using Juice 100 when you sign up at BetMGM. Okay, so you must be 21 years or older in order to be eligible for this, and you must be physically in the states of New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, or West Virginia. Got a gambling problem? Please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. Okay, I'm going to go kind of quick here, and this is probably going to be a shorter podcast simply because it's late. So it's about 10 o'clock. I want to get this out to you guys as quickly as possible. So again, 17-5, 2-2 last night, 17-5 week. So we're way up on the week, doing well. I'm going to take a break from hockey for the official plays. I do have a hockey, one of the two hockey games tonight. I'm going to jump in. We'll be involved in hockey on Saturday. Little cold in hockey, but it's okay. We've been doing fairly well in the NBA, and that's where we'll start here with the NBA. It's the game of the day in the NBA. It's the Utah Jazz hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm just not sold that Milwaukee is all that great right now, and Utah is on fire. And this game is either -1, pick 'em, depending on where you're going to go, all right? I just don't know how you bet against Utah at home, given the run that they are on. The Utah Jazz have won 5 games in a row, and they are just running through people. They're winning games by 14, 8, 17, 21, 12. They lost to Denver on the road back on the 31st of January, but then 19, 12, 14, 19, 11, 16. I mean, they're winning all these games by double digits or nearly double digits. And it's a tough place to go play, man. Milwaukee lost their last game at Phoenix. So you might say, oh, it's a bounce back spot because before that they had won 5 games in a row. But I mean, the level of competition, not that great. I just don't know how good Milwaukee is, to be quite honest. And this is a team that's red hot. They're 20-5 straight up right now. They're just crushing people. They're the number one team against the spread. The line's only 1. It shows you the talent of Milwaukee. But I'm just going to take the home team here, and I'll take the money line at -115, and I'll just take the Jazz to win. That's it, right? I'm not sure where the number closes at. It probably gets to 1, 2, 3, somewhere in that range. I doubt you're going to see a lot of buyback coming back on the Milwaukee Bucks. It's probably going to be all steam on the Utah Jazz, given how they are at home and given how they have been against the number. But I don't hate it because Spider and company have just been outstanding. Okay, they've just been great. And I don't trust Milwaukee. So, I mean, I love Giannis, and we're giving away the Giannis Antetokounmpo signed jersey. So, it's time to get involved, right? You guys can still win that here in the month of February by reviewing the podcast and leaving that review, the screenshot of the review, at bettingpros.com/juice for the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey. But I'm going to fade Giannis here, and I'm going to go with Utah. And I'm going to go ahead and take the money line at -115 for the Utah Jazz to go ahead and get the victory here tonight at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. One play in the NBA. The other play I want to play that I can't play yet, the Thunder in the Nuggets. Now, the Thunder, defensively, they're not good. They're actually pretty bad, to be quite honest. The over has hit last 3 games, and the over has hit 5 of the last 7 games for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're just not good defensively. On the other side, Denver is very good offensively, and they score a ton. Their defense is okay, but the over has hit in their last 3, just like Oklahoma City, and the over has hit in 5 of the last 6 games. I don't know what the total is going to be in this game. It's not out anywhere. The line's 12, so I'm guessing the total is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of like 225. Okay, that's my guess. Wait and see where the number is. Wait and see what the books come up with for a number. But if it's somewhere in the neighborhood of that, as long as it doesn't get close to 230, as long as we're in the 225, you know, 218 to 225 ratio, somewhere in that range, I will bet the over for this game for the Thunders and the Nuggets. Can't play it yet because it's not out yet anywhere in the country. So I'm kind of at the mercy of the books here. But I like the Jazz on the money line. I like the over for Thunder Nuggets, depending on the number. But those are the two plays I'll make here in the NBA. One play in college basketball to talk about, and it's a MAC game. It involves the Akron Zips at Miami of Ohio. Look, this is a night game on Friday, so I'm okay with a road team here. I've kind of like talked myself out of betting on road favorites, but Akron's only -4.5 here. Akron is 9-4 to the number. Miami of Ohio is 7-7 to the number. Akron has been very good recently. They covered against Kent State as 3.5-point dogs last game on the road, and they won by 11. Game before that, they were 5.5-point dogs to Toledo, best team arguably in the MAC, and they lost by 15 in that game. If you remember, we had the over in that game. But then before that, the previous six games, they had covered. So they have covered six of the last seven games, 9-4 to the number. And on the other side, well, you know, Miami of Ohio is not very good. They are 7-7 to the number, but they haven't covered over the last four games, including they were 4-point dogs to Toledo at home, lost by 9. They were 9.5-point favorites against Western Michigan. They won by 9. They were 9.5-point dogs to Kent State, and that was a push. They lost by 9, and then they were 7.5-point dogs to Buffalo on the road, and they lost by 24. I think Akron's playing well. I think Akron's the more up-tempo team. I like the Zips here. And, well, I'll talk about the over here in just 1 second, but I'm going to lay the 4.5 for a half a unit here for an official play. Take the Akron Zips on the road against Miami to keep the ball going in the right direction, keep the good times going, even on the road, keep them go ahead and cover that 4.5-point line here. Third straight game on the road is not easy. I get that. And that's why the line's only 4.5, but we're going to lay the 4.5 on Akron at Miami for a half a unit. So only two plays officially booked right now. That's the Jazz money line in Akron -4.5. We're watching that Thunder Nuggets total to play the over. Now, for the parlay, four legs, 6-10 plus 6-10. So 6-1, right? All qualifies for it's got to be at least three legs, got to be at least 5-1. This is more than that. This is four legs to get you to 6-1. Why? Because there's some pretty big money line favorites I'm betting here for you guys. And we're starting with a couple of Boston teams, the Boston Celtics. Okay. Boston Celtics are at home after their big win last night against the Raptors, taking on the Pistons, who are 6-19. Boston's big favorites, 8.5-point favorites. They just need to win the game. Boston money line, first leg. Second leg, this is the one that's a little bit greasy. Boston, the Bruins, on the road at the Rangers. They won the game last time 3-2 in overtime. This one scares me, okay? I'm going to tell you, I needed a lower line or money or total, maybe the odds to get us to 6-1 rather than going to 5-6 because it's getting kind of crazy. So I was like, ah, gosh. Okay. So Boston Celtics money line, Boston Bruins money line. The over for Akron and Miami of Ohio is 142.5. As I told you, overs have been pretty good between Akron and Miami of Ohio. Overs hit pretty consistently for Akron. They're 6-7 to the numbers, the over, 8-6 Miami of Ohio, but it's been kind of like a ping pong going back and forth. Miami of Ohio has actually been pretty good to the over. Five of the last seven games have gone over with Miami of Ohio, and I think Akron scores. And the number for most of Akron games, their totals are like 152, 150, 146.5. This is 142.5. So we just need 3-pointers to go for both these teams to go for the over, 142.5, and then the Utah Jazz -1. Okay, not the money line, but laying the -1, which is kind of like the same thing, but it's different juice. It's -110 on the Utah Jazz, -1. That's a +600 parlay. Okay, four legs, +600. It's a little greasy. We're 2-5 on these. If this thing hits, this is, I mean, this is a beautiful thing if this thing hits, because this is a difficult one, a difficult haul with a four leg +600 parlay. But Celtics money line, Bruins money line, over Akron 142.5, Utah Jazz laying 1 against the Milwaukee Bucks is the don't play a parlay for Friday. I'm Matt Perrault. We're back every single Saturday morning. This whole thing's being brought to you by BetMGM. Watch us on YouTube, subscribe, enter the Giannis Antetokounmpo giveaway. It's all happening. And the cookie sale to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House will start hopefully on Monday. We'll have more details coming up on the Daily Juice, hopefully on Sunday, to tell you all about how it's going to get rocking and rolling. Let's have a good weekend. Let's close out the week strong. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.